Alright folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident. It's your boy Dylan Brooks here, bringing you another dose of Stoic wisdom to level up your life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Yeah, I get it, we all have those days, right? But what if I told you that feeling overwhelmed doesn't have to be your default setting? That's exactly what we're diving into today. How to set boundaries and reclaim your precious time. Think of this episode like a life hack cheat code. These Stoic techniques are going to help you finally gain control and feel truly in the driver's seat. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Dylan, setting boundaries sounds easy enough, but actually doing it, that's where the real struggle is. Trust me, I've been there. It's like trying to train a puppy sometimes, they just want to nibble on your ankles. But fear not, my friends, because today we're going to break down some powerful strategies that'll make setting boundaries feel less like pulling teeth and more like, well, maybe a gentle nudge in the right direction. First things first. Recognize that your time is finite and it's the most valuable resource you have. It's non-renewable, folks. Once it's gone, it's gone. So how are you spending it? Are you pouring it into activities that truly align with your values and goals? Are you letting others dictate your schedule and energy? Think of this like a precious pie. You only have one slice to spend each day and you want to make sure it's on something delicious, right? Now, let's talk about those boundaries. They're like the walls around your pie time, protecting it from being encroached upon. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute must-haves in your life? These could be things like spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some quiet time for reflection. 2. Learn to say no respectfully. This might seem tough at first, but it's essential. You don't have to explain yourself in detail. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit right now works wonders. 3. Time blocking is your friend. Schedule your day like a pro. Allocate specific time slots for work, personal projects, relaxation, and even those pesky errands. This helps you stay organized and prevents things from spilling over into your precious pie time. 4. Embrace the power of silence. It's so easy to get caught up in the constant noise of notifications and emails. Sometimes, stepping away from the digital world and just being present can be incredibly restorative. 5. Don't overcommit. Remember, you're not a superhero. Be realistic about how much you can take on. It's better to say yes to a few things that truly matter than to spread yourself too thin. Let me tell you a story. Picture this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, when your boss suddenly asks you to take on one more project. Now you know you're already swamped, but you don't want to appear uncooperative. So what do you do? Here's where those boundaries come in handy. You politely say something like, "Thanks for thinking of me. I'm currently committed to mention your current projects, but I can definitely take a look at this aforementioned specific time frame. See?" It's about being assertive, clear, and respectful. So, the big takeaway here is, you have the power to choose how you spend your time. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and success. Think of this as an investment in yourself, a small effort that pays off in huge dividends over time. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. When you prioritize your time and set those boundaries, you create space for the things that truly matter, the relationships, experiences, and passions that bring you joy and fulfillment. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Identify your non-negotiables, start saying no with confidence, and schedule some serious pie time into your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of boundaries. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.